Blog Talk Radio.
And so no matter what comes up against me, amen, if God is for me, who or what can be against me? You know, a lot of times we worry about people, but it's God for you. God is more than the people that come against you. You have to realize that as Joseph, God gave Joseph favor, he will give you favor also. And we need to start realizing we got favor, and the things we've been trying to do, the things we've been trying to accomplish, go on, step out on faith on God and believe that you got God's favor on your life, because that's part of the benefit for serving God. Step out on faith a little bit, amen. Praise God, amen. Jesus took 39 stripes on his back so that we can be healed. He said, now, if you serve me and you serve me right, I'll heal you, amen. If you walk upright for me, I'll heal you, amen. The Bible says he won't withhold, Isaiah 55, he won't hold any good thing from those that walk upright. You doing things that you know ain't right, that'll condemn you. But can't nobody else condemn you, because God has cleared you of all wrongdoing. That's what it means. Nobody can charge you with any wrong done. Only you and God. It's between you and God. And so if you don't let no devil, no person, not anyone get between you and God, there's nothing can stop you from making it into the kingdom of God. Amen.
I thank you for my tears.
I thank you for the tears.
overcome my fears. You've been good to me down throughout the years. It's a miracle that I'm still standing here. All that I am is because of all that you brought me through. And everything I survive is all because of you. I'm grateful for you.
And amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Come on, sister, give us the scripture today. Amen. We want to get started here. Thank all y'all for tuning in on Facebook Live. And I appreciate all of y'all tuning in this morning. I just want to know I thank you and God thanks you. I want you to know I love you and God loves you too. Amen. And so we appreciate y'all. Don't think that we take anything for granted. We love all of you and we love you with the love of Christ. And we thank y'all for tuning in. And amen. Go ahead with a scripture there, sister.
Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Don't feel my fears. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat upon my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, and this will I be comforted.
Amen. Psalm 27. Amen. Thank God for the reading and the hearing and the doing of His word. Amen. Come on, sister. Amen. Sister Paige.
Father, we just thank you for another day. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your glory, your spirit, your love, and your peace, and your joy. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for knowing who you are in our lives. Lord, I thank you, everyone, and lift up more hands and hearts to you, and you're here to bless. And Lord, you hear our bodies, now in our soul, and our minds. Lord, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for the day that the word is going forth out the man of God's mouth. And be a listen, and be encouraging, and be help to our souls, God, to me, and our spirit of man, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your everlasting love that you have given us, and we thank you for being God Almighty for all power of your hand. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. And know the name but your name, the name of Jesus. Amen, amen.
Well, amen, amen. Praise God. Amen. We want to thank God for the Washington family this morning. Amen. We want to pray for the Washington family. Amen. It seems that their children, they're sick this morning. And we just want to send up a prayer for the Washington family. Amen. If y'all would just pray with us, we want to pray for the Washington family. Amen. It's on Facebook this morning. So, Father God, we are thankful this morning, Lord, that you are healing. And because of the stripes you took on your back, Lord, we say we're healed by your stripes. And Lord, we decree and declare healing upon the Washington family this morning. Lord Jason this morning, Grayson this morning, Lord, we decree him to be healed. We decree, Lord, that the enemy take his hand off of him right now, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. That unclean spirit, we command you to leave him right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, Lord, for healing his body today in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So thank God, amen, for Grayson, amen. Asking God to bless him and lift him up this morning. Look like he's got flu A. I don't know what that is. That's something new coming up. Yeah, some respiratory problem, amen. So praise God. I got a respiratory problem, you know. If it's not one thing, it's something else. Amen. Yeah. Praise God. If it ain't the COVID that got you, we give you the flu. It's the flu that gives you the flu. And now they got a flu A and they got a flu B and maybe they got a flu C too. I don't know. Amen. All these different
steps of these sickness, amen. Praise God. You know, a lot of these things is coming because we won't do right, amen. You know, God said if we obeyed his commandments and things that he wouldn't allow none of the sickness and disease that was on Egypt to come upon us, amen. And so praise God. Let us get it right. Is there any testimonies this morning, amen? Someone got a testimony? You got a praise report? I know someone has some history, and I've been got that word history. And, you know, anyone that has some any type of history with God has a praise, amen? The Bible is about history, God dealing with his people, and even his people dealing with God. There was some history that we read about, amen? And so a lot of the history that went on is telling us, let us not do as they did, because history speaks to let us know that what was done then and the action God took, it'll be done now, amen. But not only that, though, but the deliverance, amen, that God did then, amen. And he'll do the same thing today. And so I know everyone has some history with God. If someone wants to give a testimony, we give you opportunity for a testimony, for a praise report. I can say for myself, God has been good to me. I don't know what he's been to you, but he's been good to me. Amen. Is there anyone has a testimony, praise report, anything you'd like to say this morning?
I have a
testimony. Go ahead, sister.
I just want to thank God for another day. I just want to thank God for his awesomeness in my life, that you're knowing who he is.
Thank you.
And counsel back in 2011.
Uh-huh.
And she brought Golden Council and brought me to that.
Golden Council, amen.
And when they told me that, I said, okay, you know. I said, okay. And so then the nurse came and said, you go get it right, you're a strong woman. You know who I was. But she came in and told me that. All through the time I was going through this, God always put people in my life to tell me I was going to be all right. So they had me. I just thank you, you know, I just say you were 4 years this year. And not one time that I look back, you know, oh, I want to go back. So, no, I mean, I'll relay a lot why I did it. I know it was so small, but, you know, when you look back, you know, and you look back to fuck, because that's the fact that I did. And worse or down, so I know I'm in the back. Back there for me, so I just thank God, you know, that I never went one day as I know that I ain't got saved in my little darkness. But I don't, and I thank God that, you know, I had gallbladder surgery, brought me through that, and then I was sick, my main thing 2 weeks ago, you know, I was up to the hospital, and he brought me through that.
Amen.
I didn't have no surgery, you know, so I thank God for that.
Amen.
And I just thank God that that's for being a good God in my life. And I know he's real. When I asked my husband, I said, you ever wonder if God is real? And I know your answer was an answer.
Amen.
But then the next day, my brother called me, and he was going to say that God is here with him. Okay, God, you answered me the next day. You are real, and he's real to me. I just thank you for being real in my life.
But praise God, God is real. Give the Lord a hand, pray for God's being real. Amen. God will prove himself at all times, amen, that he proves himself to be real. And a lot of people who never experienced God, and some people that don't even know God and haven't even tried God, sometimes God will just show up to show that who he is, amen. I thank God for that. You know, I had my father that wasn't a man of God. I never really had never heard my daddy even pray, let alone anything else, amen. But at the same time, God came and demonstrated to him that he was real, amen. And my father got sick and had to have a, what they call it, a quadruplet bypass. My father had to have a quadruplet bypass, amen. And when he went into the hospital, God visited my father. Now, you might say, now somebody might say, well, he wasn't saved, and God didn't visit him. You can't say that, amen. Paul was a dirty guy, but Paul, God still visited him, amen. You know what I'm saying? But my father, when I went to the hospital, my father told me, he said, the Lord came to my bed last night. And I said, who came to your bed? He said, the Lord came to my bed last night and visited me. Now, somewhere between him getting there and he must have prayed or did something, amen, for God to come and have a visitation with him and make himself known to him, amen. He said, the Lord came and sat on the foot of my bed.
Did I call you?
Yeah.
No, sir.
And when he sat on the foot of my bed, he told me that my heart surgery is going to be okay, and I was going to be all right, not to worry about it at all. And so I didn't worry about it no more. And I said, well, who came and sat on the foot of your bed? He said, the Lord came and sat on the foot of my bed. Now, here's a man I know he didn't know. I never heard him. I can't say what was going on in his heart, but I never heard it. I never saw him. But God came to him and made himself real enough to him that he knew it was the Lord that was sitting on the foot of his bed. Amen. Come on. I say, God will let you know, amen, if you really want to know him. God will let you know. And I said, well, if you saw all of that, do you believe that he died and rose again? He said, yeah. I said, well, you pray this prayer with me. Let's get saved. Amen. Amen. God called some people up and sent them up there. Amen. They got him baptized and everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. And prayed for them and everything. Amen. And my daddy started serving the Lord. Amen. I'm trying to tell you, God is able. Amen. Hallelujah. God is able. Amen. Amen. Even when things don't look like they should look, I'm trying to say God is able to do anything. Amen. If you want to know Jesus, he'll reveal himself to you in some way, in some form, and in some fashion, amen. He'll reveal himself to you. So if you don't know him, just ask God to reveal yourself to me, Lord. To reveal yourself to me, Lord. And God will reveal himself to you if you want to know him. So if anybody want to know him, amen, God will reveal himself. You know, everybody turn your hand toward Minister Ray there. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for taking away the pain that is growing right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking you to remove it right now. And we thank you for removing the pain right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for giving him the comfort that he needs right now. And we give you praise for that comfort in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. And I'm saying today, God is real enough. Amen. God is bigger than, he's bigger than anything. He made all things. Everything that is here exists by him. Amen. And so if he made the universe and created everything in it, I'm trying to say the creator, amen, can fix anything that he made. We said the manufacturer. God is the manufacturer. He can fix anything that he manufactured, amen. And so God made you, he can fix you. If you have any problems in your life, God is able to fix you, amen. Amen. And so whatever is broken in your life, God is able to fix that is in your life, amen. And so thank God that he's a fixer, amen. You know how we do when we need something, we need to repair, man. You call a man to do the house, you call a man to do the car, you know. I'm trying to say, call him up, amen. So whatever you need repaired in your life, I want you to know today that God can repair whatever is broken in your life. Amen. And so thank God for his goodness and mercy. Anyone else, right quick, before we go? Give it a amen. If not today, amen, if no one have anything today, come on, let's give God a hand, praise. Amen. Sing that little song. Come on, let's sing a little song. Victory is mine. Amen.
What would you want to sing for today?
He's real.
Well, that's good enough. Come on.
He's real. Real.
Come on, y'all.
Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He'll be the victory. You know, so many people about him that I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Every morning he's real, real.
Come on, my
Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. Give me the victory. No, so many people doubt him, but I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gives me the victory. No, so many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. And tonight he's real, real. Jesus is real to me. Oh, yeah. He gives me the victory. You know, so many people doubt him. I can't live without him. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me. That is why I love him so. He's so real to me.
Hallelujah. How about y'all? Give the Lord a hand, praise.
Hallelujah.
If he's that real to you, amen. If he's real to you, amen. Praise God. Amen. You filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. Amen. He made himself real to you, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that is why you can't doubt him, amen. Hallelujah. He gave you his spirit so you can't doubt him, amen. To let you know that he's real. Hallelujah. Thank God for being real enough, amen. And so I should doubt, amen. Amen. You shouldn't doubt, amen. I don't say you won't doubt, but I say we shouldn't doubt, amen. The Holy Spirit should be your witness that he's with you, amen.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit is a witness that he's with you, amen. And so that you won't have no doubt that you're by yourself, amen. Come on, say never alone, amen. Hallelujah. Do you realize you're never alone, that God is always with you? And I know, like I said, many times we think just because, you know, a lot of saved people say he's with us. But, you know, he said he reigns on the just as well as he do the unjust, amen. And so even if you're not saved, he's still there waiting on you to say, I believe. Waiting on the sinner man to say, I believe, amen. Praise God. Stand right there. Got his ears open. All he wants to do is hear you cry, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And somebody said, well, God don't hear sinner's prayer. Well, if he hadn't heard the sinner's prayer, amen, none of us be saved, amen. Come on, say, I was a sinner, amen. But I'm not a sinner anymore, amen, because he saved me, amen. Praise God. See, we don't want to keep confessing who we used to be. We want to confess who we are now, amen. Come on, amen. Come on, we're going to look at what 2 Corinthians 5 and says, well, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm not the old person that I used to be, amen. All old things have what? And all things have be what? Become new, amen. Hallelujah. When we look at that scripture 5 and 7, old things have passed away. All things have become new. Amen. My old past and passed away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, that was the thing that Jesus came to take away your past so that you can have a future. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Amen. Come on. I said you can have a future. Amen.
Amen.
See, you don't let your past dictate your future. Amen. Because it says, what does it say? Old things has passed away. All things have become new. Amen. So you ought to have new ideals. You ought to have new plans for your life. Amen. Praise God. You ought to have a new outlook on life. Amen. You ought to have a new way you want to walk in life. Amen. There should be more things I want to do in life. Amen. Yeah, because, you see, when I was bound by sin, I couldn't do those things. Amen. You know, when you're in prison, you can't go but so far.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
When you're in prison, you can't go no further than the bars. That's as far as they let you go. Amen. At one time, we was all prison to sin. You were at one time prison to sin.
Yes.
Amen. But Jesus came to get you out of prison. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When you're in prison, you have to obey the masters. And all those guards and things become your master. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. The warden becomes your boss, your master. Amen. And then he got all his cohorts there to keep you in line. Amen.
Yes.
And every time you get out of line, they're there to put you back in line. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about when you're in prison, amen. Amen. We was all serving Satan at one time. Amen. And being that you were serving Satan, you couldn't go no further than your master allowed you to go. Amen. You was in prison, amen. But Jesus came to get you out of prison,
amen,
so that you can be free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you're free now, amen. Yeah. You can do the things of God if you desire to, amen. Because it is not that you can't, amen. It's that if you desire to. It's all about your own desires, amen.
Yes.
Praise. That's what repentance is. Change the way I used to think, amen. Change what I used to do. And let me do something different, amen.
Amen.
If I've been doing the same thing the same way for 40 years, nothing going to change, amen. Nothing going to change, amen. And so I want everybody, you know, get lifted up, amen. Tell the devil, I'm not doing that no more. I'm not going to do that anymore. That ain't me, amen. I'm a new creature in Christ. I don't do that no more, amen. Praise God. Even when your friends come around, you have to tell them, I don't do that no more. I stop doing that, amen. I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus, amen. Praise God, amen. And even if you haven't stopped doing some things, even if you haven't stopped, amen, doing it, confess that you did it anyway, amen.
Mm-hmm.
What does the Bible say? Faith call it what? Things that is not as though it is. So praise God today. Give the Lord a little hand praise for being just a new creature, amen.
Amen.
Just to being a different person, amen.
Amen.
He saved you to be different, amen. Hallelujah. Not to be the same person we used to do. He brought us out. And so there's no need of us looking back on where we came from. Amen. To try to go back there and find something because nothing is there. Amen. You didn't have no joy back there. When you go back into it, there ain't going to be no joy. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You didn't find no real pleasure in the man you was living with. Ain't no need of going back there. Amen. Praise. You know what I'm trying to say? Amen. The sin that you used to do, it didn't satisfy you. There's no need of going back to it. Amen. I mean, I'm going to do something different. Let me try something. You know, have you ever said to yourself, I'm going to try something different right now, amen. I won't do it God's way for a change, amen. My way didn't work, amen. I found nothing in it. I didn't find satisfaction in doing it my way, amen. I tried to have joy and peace and pleasure. You know, you try to get in pleasure. You're trying to find yourself through pleasure. You're doing everything all night and all day, trying to have pleasure, and you're still not satisfied. Amen.
Amen.
Well, why don't we try Jesus and let Jesus be your satisfaction? Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Let Jesus be your satisfaction. Amen.
Amen.
Turn things around. What do we say? The old things has passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And all things what? Read that scripture, Sister Paige. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5. Because we want to talk about old things has passed away, you know. Yeah, 5:17.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things
shall become new.
Amen. Praise God. If any man be in Christ, I just want to say old things have passed away. Amen. The old things are gone and new things appear. Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Old things have passed away. And I like the word that has to be put in past tense. Father God, bless us today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that all that's saved, you know, you got to recognize it, realize that we're not who we used to be, amen. That God has made us somebody else, amen. And so thank God that who he has made me, amen, that I should have a new future, I should have new ideas, I have new plans, amen. I'm going to a different place now. I recognize within myself, amen, that those things, the place that I used to be, it didn't do anything for me. It didn't satisfy me. Amen. Hallelujah. But then I'm a different person. You know, you got to look at yourself. Look at yourself as being different. And see, just because it don't look like it on the outside don't mean that something wasn't changed on the inside. Amen. Come on, amen. Come on, so my inside has been changed. If you've been born again, the inside of you has changed. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, when we think about the scripture in St. John 3:3, amen. Amen. You must be born again. Amen. When you think about the thing, he said, you must be born again. Again. Notice the again. See, whenever we say that something is again, that means it once was. See, something can't be again unless it once was. Amen. See, at one time when God created man in the beginning, amen, man had a great relationship with God. Praise God. Adam had a great relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. Adam was the first person to have a relationship with God. Amen. Come on. So the man was first. Amen. The man was the first to have a relationship with God. Amen. And because the man was first to have a relationship with God, the man was supposed to lead his wife into relationship with God. Not the wife lead the man into the relationship. Normally, y'all get saved first, amen.
Amen.
I say normally. Yeah. The woman gets saved first, amen. Huh? But we need to turn the thing back around and do it the way God wanted to be done, amen. God expected for the man, amen, to lead his wife into relationship with God, not the wife lead the man, amen. See, that was the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
See, when I get back there, when we get back to the scriptures and looking at the scripture the way it used to be, you see, at one time the spirit was in control. The Bible does say that Adam died. But the Bible, I never saw in the Bible where Eve died. I don't see where she did, amen. I'm not trying to say she's still living. But see, God had a representative there. In other words, the spirit represented God, amen, and Jesus Christ's relationship. The soul represents the woman. See, what happened back in the beginning, amen, it was the spirit that was in charge, Adam. But because of sin, Adam died.
Amen.
When Adam died, the soul took over. And you start being ruled by your soul rather than being ruled by your spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. You start being ruled by your own mind rather than being ruled by the mind of God. Amen. And so Jesus had to come back and put Adam back in charge. And so now, if old things have passed away, amen, that means you're not going to be ruled by your soul anymore. You're going to be ruled by your spirit. Amen? Come on. See, we got to stop operating out of the soulish realm. Amen. And all that's in the soul is all what? Lust. What have we got in the soulish realm? The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Amen. You are being ruled by your soul. And because you're ruled by your soul, amen, your soul is in control because I think Romans 6 said, for whom you yield your servant, self-service to obey his servant you become. We became the servants of the devil.
Right.
Or you became the servants of your soul, amen. Or your fleshliness, amen. You became servants to that. So
So God said, I don't want your soul, will you? Give me charge of your heart. Come on, amen. Give me the charge of your mind, amen. Let me have your spirit, amen. I put a new spirit in you so that you can walk up right before me. In other words, I'm going to put Adam back in you to put Adam back in charge. When we say old things have passed away, that means I'm not going to be ruled by my soul anymore. I'm going to be ruled by my spirit.
Amen.
We don't walk, how does that go? We walk not after the flesh, but what? We walk after the spirit. So God wants us to walk after the spirit. I used to walk after my flesh, but now I walk after the spirit. Amen. I used to do what I wanted to do and not what God wanted me to do. Amen. Praise God. And so God wants us to change. Amen.
Amen.
God wants us to go back to being ruled by our spirit rather than be ruled by our soul, amen. We got to stop allowing our soul to have control over us.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
See, we put the spirit back in control. See, when the old thing passed away, that means that what? I've got rid of my old ways. I've got rid of my old habits. I got rid of my old ideas, amen. I got rid of the way I used to do things, amen. But because I'm not that person. I realize that what? I'm a new creation now, amen. Praise God. Actually, I'm not even, you know, we might look at ourselves, I'm not even a fleshly being anymore.
Amen.
They said, well, I can be in the flesh, but I don't have to be of the flesh, amen. Hallelujah. You can be of the world, in the world, but you don't have to be of the world. You can be in the world, but you don't have to be part of the world, amen. If the old thing passed away, then I'm going to rid myself of being part of the world. Not only the world, but I'm going to rid myself of being part of the world system. See, the world is a system of things that, the way things work. It's a system, amen. And then we get caught up in the system of things. And then we start doing things according to the system of the world, and not doing it according to the system of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And so God is telling us, I want you to get in my word. I want you to obey my word. Obey my word because, well, because you are a new creation now, amen. You're part of me. You're who I am. You're in my image. You're in my likeness. And because you are part of me now, my word should take precedence in your life.
Amen.
My word should be in control of your life because of who you are.
Amen.
Because of who you are. Somebody said, because of who I am, amen. Hallelujah. See, I do it because of who I am, amen. You see, you can't be something that God didn't create you to be.
Amen.
Hmm? Amen. I can't live something that I'm not. A lion roars because he's what? He's a lion, amen. Praise God. Amen. And see, when it comes to us being a new creature in Christ Jesus, amen, amen, I live like Christ because I am Christ. Now you say, I am Christ. I am of Christ, amen. And they say that, what? As he is, so are we. We're in his likeness, amen. And then as he has done, so what? So shall we do. And because I've been created like him, it means that I can do the same thing that he does.
Amen. That's right.
Hmm? What he overcame, I can overcome. Amen. Hallelujah.
What are you saying?
Hey, amen. The thing he treaded on, I can tread on it. Amen. The things he did, I can do. Amen. Hallelujah. Because what? Well, I'm just like him. Amen. My old weakness has passed away. I'm strong and I got strength now because I'm like him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are what he is. Old things have passed away. John chapter 1, verse 12, amen, and let us know something. It's who he made us, who he came to make us. Thank John 1 and 12, Sister Paige. I'm talking about old things that passed away, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You can't say something that's passed away and you're still doing it.
Right.
Come on, amen. You can't still be living in sin and then say that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Somebody, who got it first? St. John 1 and 12? Well, I better turn there then. I'm trying to wait, amen. Read on.
But as many have received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.
If I'm a new creature, what was it say? To as many as believe. Come on, say, I'm a believer today. Amen. Are we believers today? Amen. Hallelujah. If we're believers today, it says all things are possible to who? To them that what? Believes. Come on, say, I'm a believer, amen. Hallelujah. I believe it's possible, amen. I don't believe there's nothing that I can't do, amen. I don't believe there's nothing that I can't overcome, amen. Why? Because greater is what? Is he that is where? It is in me than what? He that is in the world. So I've got power over the devil. See, I'm not in prison no more. He don't tell me what to do no more, amen. Hallelujah. See, you can overcome that lust, amen, because to as many as received them, he gave them what? He gave them power. And so if the devil is lying to you, telling you have to do it, I don't belong to you no more. If he tells you to do something, I don't have to obey you anymore. Huh? We don't have to obey him in the lust anymore, amen? Hallelujah. The things that I want, the things that I used to do, I'm going to stop doing it because I'm not going to obey. I'm going to stop obeying myself. You know how? I ain't going to do it. Ain't that right, sister? I ain't going to do it. Yeah, I know what you said, but I ain't doing it. Just now you done got in yourself. I'm not going to obey. I don't care what you say. How many times you say that? Amen. I don't care what he says. I don't care what the word says. He's going to have to come down here and tell me himself. I'm not going to change. Well, what are you doing? You're going along with yourself, amen. Praise God. And not being obedient to God. God wants people who are going to be obedient to him. You can't say you're a new creature and you're still acting like the old person you used to be. What a change. What's the difference? To as many as deceive them to be what? He gave them power to become. You wasn't, but gave you the ability to become sons of God. Sons of God. In order, whenever you say that you are son, you said like us. You know, Jesus said that and they want to kill him for it. Are you trying to say, when you say you are son of God, you're trying to say you God? Hallelujah. See, what we don't realize that we really are, because God wanted to do things through us to reveal himself through us and in us, and so he had to become part of us so that we can reveal himself in us. And so what did he say? I had to become part of you so you could become part of me. So if I became part of you and you became part of me, we hooked up together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on. We hooked up with God. Come on. Say, I'm hooked up with God now. Amen. You see, at one time, I was free from righteousness. Amen. Because I what? I was hooked up with God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At one time, amen. Praise God. I was in sin because I wasn't hooked up with God. I was hooked up with the devil. But Jesus came to loose me from the power of the devil and give me the power of God so I can be.
Amen.
I can do.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I know a lot of times we think we have to do something. You don't have to do it.
Okay.
Well, I got to talk back. No, you don't. Gotta say something back. No, you don't. Well, I just couldn't hold my mouth. Yes, you can. You have the ability to hold your peace because you're not the same person. Long time ago, before you got saved, maybe that would have been true. It would have been true that you couldn't do it, amen. It would have been true that you couldn't keep yourself. Amen. I had a lady told me, said, well, you know, since you talked to me a long time ago, I haven't got married yet. But it's been over 5 years, brother. Huh? I never would have thought that I would be able to do that. I never would have thought that I could be able to abstain and wait on God and be of good courage until God sent me the one in my life that I need in my life. And I didn't just go out there and get me something just to have something. I'm going to wait on God so I can have God's best, amen. If you want God's best, you got the power to wait on God. And those that who indulge in lust, amen, how are you going to say you're a new creature in Christ Jesus and you're still shacked up with somebody? You're sleeping with them every night. But you say it. You were a new creation, amen. Huh?
Amen.
How you going to be a new creation? You know, if you got drunk before you got saved and you're still getting drunk, then something wrong with it.
Amen.
If you was cussing before you got saved and you're still cussing now, something is not going together. Something is not going together, amen. Praise God, amen. If you're hating somebody, if you used to hate somebody before you got saved and you're going around hating somebody now, then something is wrong, amen. I have not come into the fullness of what God has given me. If God has given me the power to become, the power to be, then I have the dominion to be able to conquer. I have the dominion to rule. You see, God gave Adam the dominion to rule over. I want you to rule over the fish of the sea, the birds of Genesis 1:26. The birds of the sea, the fishes of the air, and I set you in my creation. I set you in this spot to be able to rule this spot, to have dominion over this spot, amen. You see, the spot that God has put us in, he has given us dominion to be able to rule the spot that he put you in. So wherever it is that God has put you, amen, God has given you the dominion to be able to control that spot or have dominion over it. The job that you have, you're supposed to have dominion in that spot. You're supposed to have control at the spot that you're in, amen. The job that you own, everybody's supposed to know that you are somebody different. You don't act because you don't act like the other employees, amen. You don't say what the other employees say. You don't talk back like the other employee because, what, I'm different, amen. So see, when we talk about holiness, we say, to be holy, to be made different, amen. Huh? Yeah. To be different. Holy is to be different. Yeah. But are you demonstrating and showing yourself to be different in the spot that God put you in?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We're supposed to be showing ourselves different at home, amen. That's the spot that God put in you. You're supposed to have dominion over that spot. God has given you power over that spot that he put you in. Adam, I put you here. You control all the spot and everything that shouldn't be in here. I want you to remove it. I want you to get all the weeds out, what you call the cuckabugs. Anybody know what cuckabugs is?
Yeah.
You know them little things that stick to you?
Yeah.
We call them stickabugs or whatever. You know, and then, you know, if you're from North Carolina and like me and sister from Alabama, she's from North Carolina. You have to know what Johnson grass is. You know what they cut the hay with, make hay with. But anyway, when you got a field or something, you plant something, they got something called Johnson grass. Johnson grass will choke your crop out and take over. So we have to cut it. Anybody, none of y'all chop cotton before, yeah? Amen. Crazy. Amen. So y'all thought y'all was country people, amen. But anyway, you have the grass and stuff out in the field, and the grass and stuff that's out in the field will take your field over and stop your corn and stop your cotton and stop your peas from growing. You see, the Johnson grass will come in and choke the life out of the product, amen, the seed. And so you have to cut it out. You see, God said, amen, Adam, everything that is in the garden, now the garden represents your heart. Because it's in your heart where the seed is being planted. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. The word is the seed being planted in your heart. God is putting good seed in your heart, amen.
And the good seed that God puts in your heart is supposed to produce good crops, amen. Hallelujah. It's not going to produce something else, amen, but it's going to produce according to the seed that was put in it. So when I become a new creation, amen, God has put in me what he wants in me, and I'm supposed to produce what he put in me. And so what do? Because I got dominion, I'm supposed to what? Get everything out that offends. Everything that offends in your heart, you're supposed to get rid of it. Everything that you know is not right in your heart, you're supposed to what? You remember, you have the power to get rid of it, right? Amen.
Amen.
You see, Acts chapter 10, I think verse 1, it said Jesus was anointed with power of the Holy Ghost and went about doing good, amen, and healing all manner of sickness and disease, amen. So everything that offended him, he got rid of it. Blindness offended him, he got rid of it. Come on, somebody, amen. Hallelujah. You see, if you got some blindness in your life, you got some power, you have enough power within yourself to get rid of your blindness, amen. You know how we say, I once was blind, but now I see? That means my outlook is supposed to be different from everybody else's. Hallelujah. My outlook is supposed to be like God, amen. I'm supposed to recognize who I am. I'm supposed to recognize that I am a winner, amen, and not a loser, amen. I'm supposed to recognize that what? I am the head and what? Not the tail, amen. I am a saint of God because what? God made me the saint, amen. I'm holy because what? God has made me holy. Not that I made myself holy, so therefore, because I am, then I am. Are you with me? For as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. In other words, he gave you the power to have the same the ability that he has. And I never saw but one thing that Jesus couldn't do. Now we said God can do everything. Huh? You know, they asked Jesus, well, when he ain't going to come? He said, I don't know. But everything else, amen, he had the answer, amen. He said, that answer is in the Father's hand, amen. It wasn't in his. But there was nothing that he couldn't overcome. There was nothing he couldn't conquer because of who he was. Amen. Amen. When the storm's in your life, amen, he told the storms what to do. Have you realized that you got the ability to speak to the storms in your life because what? You have dominion. He gave them what? Power. Power represents the what? We got the word what? Dynamis, dynamite. Dynamis means power, ability, amen. Explosion, amen. Huh? That means you got enough explosion in you to blow up anything. Come on, amen. You can blow up the devil anytime you want to, amen. Come on, you have the power over the devil, amen. Praise God. He gave them power to do what? To tread over scorpions and over serpents. Mark 16, I believe. To tread over scorpions and serpents and over all the powers of the enemy. And so because I'm the new creature that I am, I have the power to do that. See, at one time I didn't have the power to do it, but now I have the power to do it. Huh? At one time, I had to accept what came to me. But now I don't have to accept everything that comes to me. I have the power to what? I can rebuke the enemy, amen. Come on. What did they say? I can rebuke the devil, amen. Come on, amen. I can rebuke the devil. He gave me power, amen. What does that say in Mark chapter 11, amen? For 11 and 24, for whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. But here's that word again. But believe those things which he said shall come to pass. He can have whatsoever he says. Now, I know everybody likes to jump on that. But what did the Bible say you can have what you say? I know everybody likes to go around and say, that ain't true, that ain't true. Well, the script, you calling the scripture a lie, amen. And the reason that God said you can do that is because of who he made you.
Amen.
Was Jesus able to do that?
Yeah.
And if Jesus was able to do that, he has given you the ability to do the same thing. Amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen. See, we don't have to quit. Amen. We're not quitters because of who we are. Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't stop because of who I am, because, you know, when we talk about the races being given, the race is not given to those who run the fastest. Nor to the one who is strong, but those what? Who endure to the end. Come on, God has given you the power to endure. I'm trying to tell you, don't quit, amen. If you fall down today, you see, because Jesus has already won the race for you, amen. See, the first man won the race. He didn't fall. And your completion in the race is not that you don't fall. Your completion in the race is that you don't quit. Don't walk in front of it. How many recognize that they are a new creature, amen? You're somebody else. Romans chapter 6, I believe, where I want to go. Go around. Means go to have coffee in church. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's look at 6:11, amen. Romans 6:11. Likewise, reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin. Do you know why I do this? I'm different, amen. In other words, I got to consider myself to be dead indeed to sin. Consider yourself to be. Huh? And not only consider yourself, the truth about it, what? You are, really. If you're a new person, you're supposed to be dead. Was Jesus dead to sin?
Amen.
Was he tempted? Mm-hmm. It's not that you're going to be tempted. It's that they have the power to resist. Hallelujah. It's not that things won't come your way, but having the power to resist it. Amen. Huh? He never did say you weren't going to be tempted. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You just got to know I have the power to overcome this. You know, a lot of times we give in to things because I'm tired of fighting this. I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of going through this. I'm tired of this happening to me. I'm tired. You know, I'm tired. And the reason we don't accomplish is because you're tired. In other words, rather than being tired, we have to learn how to put up with things, amen? What we call, we have to have long suffering.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have endurance, amen?
Amen.
Huh? You must have endurance. People of God, Jesus had endurance, amen? Huh? Amen. You see, when we say that we are tired, we have to recognize that really God gives you what? Strength.
Mm-hmm.
We said the joy of the Lord is mine. And if the joy of the Lord is my strength, then I shouldn't be tired because I should be able to draw my strength from the joy that God put in my life. Huh? Draw my strength from the joy that's in my life, amen. And so when I get tired, I might have to settle down for a little while, but I have to reach back and draw my joy because I have the ability to do that. Reckon yourself dead indeed to sin. What verse I was on? Somebody better read. But alive unto God through Christ the Lord. Let not sin reign in your mortal body. What does it mean that let not sin reign? Don't let sin be in control. Don't let sin control you because of who you are, amen. Huh? See, if you have power over something, why do you let something control us that we have power over? That's just like the little midget trying to wrestle with the giant. The little midget was just hitting the giant, and the giant was just standing there looking at it. He was just fighting, and the giant was just standing there looking at it. And then finally just pushed him away, amen. Come on. I'm trying to say, push away your sin. You have the power to do it, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. So I got the power to push away my sin, amen. Hallelujah. I have power to get rid of my sin. I'm not going to let it reign over me because God has given me the ability to reign over it rather than it reigning over me. God has given me the ability to have control over it rather than it controlling me. I was talking about you. Remember, I was talking about the soul. The soul being in control. We got to let the spirit be in control rather than the soul be in control, because when we think about our physical mind, well, how do we operate in that? The five senses. See, in order to walk by faith, you got to deny your five senses. And what are they? Smell, taste, touch, feel, and hear. Amen? See, and in order to walk by faith in God to believe something, you have to deny that, because your senses are always going to tell you something different than what God said. Hmm?
Amen.
God is going to tell you to do something foolish. It's not foolish to God, but it might be foolish to your senses. Amen. You know, God will tell you stuff like, "Go walk around a wall 7 days and it'll fall down." And you're sitting there trying to calculate, you know, you're sitting there trying to calculate and figure out how it's going to fall. Now, me just walking around this field 7 days. How is that going to make the wall fall? You know, see, our senses would be trying to calculate things, amen. Huh? Our senses want to know how it's going to be done. Our senses want to see how it's going to be done, amen. That's your physical, amen. It wants to always know everything. It always wants to have its nose in God's business, amen. See, it is not for us to do it. It's our thing is to have enough faith to be what? Obedient to God. Well, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it. But you said you're going to do it, and I believe God, amen. I'm not the person that I used to be. The way I used to be, I would have to know how it's going to be done before I did it. You know, even when we invest in something, I don't know how this money going to come about. Before I invest here, I got to see how it's going to take place. You know, that's the way we are. It's because we always operate out of our physical. If God tell you to do something, amen, just obey it, amen. Just be obedient to it. It's up to God to figure out how he's going to do it. how did he really say he's going to do it? He said, not by my power, not by my might, but I'm going to do what? I'm going to do it by my spirit, amen. Hallelujah. He said, the Holy Ghost will do it for you, amen. And being that you have the Holy Ghost, who's going to do it for you? The Holy Ghost, folks, it's not for you to try to figure out how it's going to be done. All our job is to be obedient.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let sin, what, control you anymore. Resist the devil, and what?
Yes,
I mean, if I come pushing on you and you don't resist me, you just gonna fall. No, for sure, you know. If I put up, if I tense up, amen, you can't push me over easily, amen. Huh? Praise God. Got to tense up, amen, against the enemy. We got to tense up against the sin so that it don't push us over. Don't let sin reign in your what? Your mortal body, amen. That you should obey it in the what? In the lust thereof. Now, our desires never quit. I mean, you get $1 million, you want to, what's the next step? You want a billion. You get a billion, you want a trillion. I don't know how to go any further than that, amen. Amen. I can't count no further a few thousand, because that's all I ever had. A few thousand, amen. I can't get up in the millions yet. Amen. But I can count to the thousands, amen. Huh?
Amen.
You see, lust is never gonna quit. And that's no good you going around thinking, you dead. I gotta consider myself dead. Huh? But as far as the flesh, all it needs is a little water, and it'll come right back up. Hmm? It's kind of like those dandelion plants. Praise God. You can cut them off this week, and tomorrow they'll be right back up. Them dandelions, you know. Anybody got dandelions in the yard? Amen. You get them dandelions. They gonna come up, amen. You cut them down, and they're going to come back up before the grass come up. If you don't get them up by the root, then you got to kill the root on the dandelion, amen. Come on. We have to kill the root We got to get to the root of sin.
Amen.
And what is the root of sin? Amen. The root of sin is lust. Amen. The lust of the eye, lust of the flesh. So I got to watch what I see. The lust of the eye, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Those are the root of things that controls us. Lust. Lust of money. Lust of sex. Lust of what else? What other things you lust? Lust of clothes, lust of food, lust of people, or what else? All stems from lust, amen. But you see, Jesus came and gave us power over the lust. See, the devil came to Jesus and offered him lust, didn't he? Say, look here, man, all this money, all this thing of the kingdom I give you, if you fall down and worship me, amen, huh? Now, come on, fall down here and show that you're somebody. Pride, you know, pride of life, amen. See, he tempted me with all of that. If you can rid yourself of those things, you'll make it. You'll make it. But what do we got? We got to make our minds up that we're going to do it. If I recognize who I am, I live out who I am. You know, when you're rich, you live out your rich life, right? Because that's who you are, amen. If you're a man, let me take that back. I'll give me to say something. If you're a woman, let me take that back. I got a pause right there because I was going to say, you live as a woman because you're a woman. You live as a man because you're a man, amen. So I have to take that back because I got to bag up on that one, amen. Hallelujah. I got to bag up on that a little bit, amen. You know what I'm trying to say, because things have changed a little bit, amen, over the years, amen. The world has changed. The world has changed a little bit over the years, amen. And things ain't like they used to be. You know what I'm trying to say? They're not where they used to be. But even with them, God gave them power not to. All right, let me quit now. Verse 13, he said, neither yield your members as instruments of what unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourself to God as those that are. Why am I yielding myself to God? Because now what? Because I am the new creation of the new creature, I am now alive unto God. I mean, my life should be to do the will of God. Jesus said, I came not to do my own will, but I came what? To do the will of my Father, amen. You know, when you change partners, you don't have fellowship with that partner no more because you got a new partner, amen. Praise God. But your partner was the devil. You don't dance with him no more, amen. You dance with a new partner, Christ Jesus, amen. So I don't want to dance with the devil anymore, nor yield my members. Not allow him to have control over me anymore because what? I'm somebody else. I just got to tell myself, that ain't none of me. Now, have you ever did something? She said, that ain't none of me. You know. Huh? I'm just trying to help to let us know that we knew, amen. You're not the same person you used to be. And so you can't act the same like you used to say. You can't say what you used to say.
Hello, what happened?
Lord Jesus, I was supposed to call her name out. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. She was mean and fight and cuss. Hallelujah. Praise God. I didn't mean to call your name out. Yes, I did, though. But anyway, I'm sitting here. I got to watch that live page. Stop that live. Amen. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. But what I'm trying to say, I'm glad that she's not the person she used to be. Amen. I'm glad he's not the person that he used to be. Amen. I'm glad he realized that he has become a different person. And just because of what I used to do, I can't do that anymore. I can't act the same way I used to act anymore. I used to want to put the boots up, maybe want to fight. I can't do that anymore because God has made me somebody different. I've got to identify with God now. I can't identify with the old man anymore. You know what I'm trying to say? Your identity matters. How people see you. How people perceive you. Do they perceive you as a godly person or did it, oh, he's just like he used to be. Child, he ain't changed now. I remember when man, if you said, I remember, boy, he knocked you out. She knocked you out, amen. She cut you. She get the ice pick out and run you down the road. See, you are not that person anymore, amen. Come on. Come on, ladies. If you got a friend, you got to have a, you know, if you want a man in your life, you got to come with a meek and quiet spirit. You can't be fussing with him all the time. You can't be dueling with him all the time. Amen? Huh? Amen. Because, you see, he's got this, what is it that, now, when you're looking for a man, what are you looking for a man? What are you looking for in a man? Yeah, what are you looking for in a man? Same come out. So she was looking for something when she found it. You're looking for a godly man? So what's godly about that man you was looking for? Man, I mean, what is it that, when we say a godly man, what are you looking for in that man for him to be the godly man that you want? What kind of character do you want in the man? Considerate and what? Respectful and what else?
Kind.
Romantic. And what else?
Provider.
A provider. Come on, sis, what you looking for, you know? I mean, I'm talking about what you're looking for. You, in other words, whenever we say we are a new creation, there's got to be something about the person that you like or desire or you want out of that person in order to be satisfied with that person.
He loves God more than anything.
Yes. He loves God more than anything. Anyone else? Come on. What you looking for? What do you think you're looking for anyway?
What about this?
They said everything?
I
can. Amen. It's the vice versa, amen. Amen. All right, that's it. So it's the vice versa. You was looking and expecting something out of the person, amen. And because you was looking and expecting something out of the person, you see, God is looking for the same thing out of you. God is looking for mercy. He's looking for truth. He's looking for compassion. He's looking for you to show love. He's looking for you to show long suffering. Amen. You see, God is looking for what's he looking for? God is looking for the fruit to be manifested in you. Come on, said old things have passed away. I've been born again. And if you're on the line today, you haven't been born again. You see, God said, I take the lust out of you. Amen. I take the hate out of you and put some love in its place. You see, God always has an exchange. See, if you take one thing, you know, they always say whenever you quit doing one something, you got to fill it up with something else. God said, I'll take your old ways out and I'll fill you up with my new ways, amen. Hallelujah. I take your old ideas and give you new ideas, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Come on. Somebody need Jesus today. Jesus wants to come into your life. If that's you online today, amen. Come on. He said, we are becoming a new creature in Christ Jesus. You can become a new creature today. All the Bible says you have to do is repent and what? And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin and what? You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so you can become a new creation today by being born again. See, the reason for the new birth is because in order for him to change you from being one person to the other person, he allows you to be born again. You're first born of the flesh, amen. And but now, being that you was born of the flesh, God wants you to be born of the spirit now, amen. Huh? Because if you're still going to be born of the flesh, that which is flesh, amen. But that which is spirit, amen. And so what he was trying to tell you, you're fleshly now, but I want you to be born of the spirit so you can become that new person.
Amen.
Hmm? And so I don't want to let nobody know that you can become and you can't be a spiritual person without having the spirit itself, amen. And so if you're online today, you want to change in your life, I want to let you know you have the victory. You're not trying to get the victory. You have the victory. I want to try to say we're not really trying to get the power. We just got to start using the power. Because I think Peter said God has given us all things. Did he say all things or something? Pertaining to life and godliness, amen. And so is that you online today? You want to be born again? You want to be saved today? Jesus is here to give you the power to become. He wants to give you the power to become. If you're not, he gives you the power to become. And the reason he gives you the power to become because you're not. Is there somebody today? Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. To all of you that are listening in today, all of you on Facebook today, we want to pray for you today to let you know you can become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Amen. You can get rid of your old things and it causes old things to leave you and new things will appear. Is there somebody today online today? You need prayer today? We want to have prayer. Somebody needs some prayer today? We want to pray for you. Amen. God told me just declare the word. Stop trying to worry about whether or not it's going to come to pass.
Yeah.
So you ain't the one that do it no way. Mm-hmm. So all I told you to do is say the word. To say in the word. Mm-hmm. And so all I'm going to do is say in the word. I'm just going to say the word. I'm going to say be healed. Amen. Huh? Hallelujah. I'm going to say be filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm not the one that fear you no way. He said, I told you just say the word. He said, how hard can that be? Well, Lord, I don't see nothing. You know that's what you know how we are. Well, Lord, I don't see nothing happening. He said, faith is evidence of things not seen. Just because you don't see it didn't mean that it didn't happen. I said, well, thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you. No, you know how you'd be kind of. No, you want to kind of be kind of smart with God. You know what I mean. You're trying to be all, what you call that? You try to be all, whatever you try to be, you know, with God. You know how you try to be with God. You know how you are. And you think you're trying to be religious. Really, you're trying to be religious. And then God turn around and shut you down. Turn around and shut you down. It ain't about you no way. Who are you? You can't do nothing. Well, God, but I didn't see it happen, God. Oh, God, I didn't see it happen. Are you the one that does do it? Well, no, I'm not the one that do it. Well, shut up there. Let me handle my word. Who word is it? Where's your word, Lord? Well, what did I told you to do with it? You told me to speak the word. Well, that's what you do there. Don't worry about what's going to come to pass and what's going to happen. Does that make sense to you?
Amen.
Somebody say, declare healing over them. You ain't the one to do the healing no way. I said, oh, okay. I just start doing that then, God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for the people of God. And Lord, make something, Lord, go forth and touch somebody's ear, Lord, that they might realize who they are. And Lord, we came today to encourage, oh Lord. You said that we should encourage people, Lord. Not only to reprove, not only rebuke, but you said we also should exhort. So I came, Lord, to exhort them today, Lord, to believe in you, that you are able to do anything but fail them. And, Lord, because of the word that has gone forth, oh, Lord, I want to thank you for that word, bringing forth that which you sent it to do. And I give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Let everybody just say,
amen.
Everybody just say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. And anyone has anything to say before we go, we want everybody to know on Facebook, if you desire to send something, amen, you can send it to calchurchinc@gmail.com. You can send it cash out for PayPal, amen. And we appreciate anything you give. We want to get back to feeding people. We can't go in the same area no more because a ticket has already been given there. And if they catch you there again, they can write you up. And put your name down. So we can't go back to Lancaster Street. We can't go on Lancaster with cooked food from home. We can take food there that we buy at Lisa's or somewhere else, but you can't take cooked food there. And they wrote us up. And so, therefore, they can't go back to do that. But they can take some Lisa's chicken. You can take some Popeye chicken or something down to Phoebe Pizza. We want to get back to doing that again. Amen? Praise God. So when I first came in this church, I just put this out here. When I first came with the church, I called it CARE, concerned about reaching everybody. And what I wanted to do, I wanted all the people who were outcasts, the homeless, the drug addicts, the homosexuals, amen. Those were the kind of people I wanted. I wanted to go after. I really didn't want church people because church people are already set in their own ways. They want to do what they want to do and the way they want to do it. You cannot say people you don't have that problem. So I want to get back to going back after the people that that God wanted. He said, go to the quarter, he said, go out into the hedges and highways and do what? And compel them to come, amen. He said, when you have a feast, don't invite your neighbor, your good neighbor that's coming back. So go invite people who don't have anything, amen. Can I get us together to be able to do that? These people that nobody else can do. I believe the harvest is ready for it now, amen. People need answers right now, amen. That's what people need. People need answers. Church people don't want nothing but come to church. People who need something, they're hungry. There are these poor people that they always got a belly full that they ain't hungry for that. They don't need nothing. So I want to get y'all to help. We want to get back to doing that. Amen. I want to go back out. If it ain't nothing but a, if we don't have nothing to give them but like some soap and a paper and a towel, amen. You don't give them nothing but a toothbrush and a toothpaste. It don't have to be nothing big. Let us start where we are, amen. That has been always my dream, to get those types of people. People that everybody's shown. Jesus always went to people who everybody has shown. Huh? And so I want to get everybody to help me out in that. So if you want to spend something, that's what we're going to be doing, and that's what we're going to be using the money for. That there are people out now getting put out of the house. With gas going up to $4.29 a gallon, there's going to be a lot of people walking out the world, amen. With the rent going up, the rent is going up like never before. There's going to be a lot of homeless people out the world, amen. And so I want to tell y'all, don't y'all go get in a lot of debts in this hour right now, amen. Don't get in a lot of debts right now. Y'all wait before you get in a lot of debts. Now, I ain't talking about like a business or something, but, you know, just going buying stuff just ahead because times going to get hard. And if you see somebody on the street, they ask you for stuff, give them stuff. If it ain't but $1, $5, $20, $100, whatever you have in your pocket, because that could, that might be, end up being you. You know what I'm saying? It might end up being you on the street. So, well, I got a job. That don't mean your job won't go down. Huh? Are you with me? And it don't mean they might take the money out of the bank. So those people over there, they don't even have money in the bank. They had money in the bank. And they went to the bank and there was no money. I saw one of the rappers the other day. He went out. He wanted to get $100,000 out of the bank. They wouldn't give him but 30. He got millions in there. He can only get 30,000 cash. Trouble is ready to. Are y'all with me? Trouble is springing up. Let's say it then, amen. Everybody got a testimony. God bless y'all online today. Sister Virginia, amen. From Georgia. God bless you, Sister Virginia. Let's say it. Anybody got something to say? Go ahead. Before we go.
I would like to speak to a friend of mine
my daughter committed suicide.
Oh, Jesus.
She was only 39.
Jesus. Hey, man. Can you see that? She didn't think she had nowhere to go. She didn't have nowhere to turn. She thought she was boxed in. And the best way for her to get out of it was to kill herself. Mm-mm. Go ahead.
A lady in my Bible class, her daughter is depressed, and she's lost. She ran to 100 pounds.
Jesus.
Her name is Nina.
Hallelujah. Amen. Can't you see? Do y'all see that? Y'all see? Huh? Oppression. Don't know what to do. Nowhere to turn. No hope. Father, with no hope. Amen. Anyone else? We had a lady on the line the other day, you know, Friday, Thursday. And she was saying she had contemplated suicide. Anyone else? Amen. Anyone else? Amen. Keep us all we all need some prayer because amen. Go ahead, Brother Minister Ray. You want to pray for us? Make you feel better when you pray.
Yeah. Father God, we just come before the throne of grace right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
For all that we have heard. Thank you for what we've heard in our hearing and in our hearts. Let your word be merry in our hearts, and marrow to our bones, strength to us, Father. And Lord, that you continue to saturate your word with our minds, spirit, body, and soul. Lord, you know the evil that's coming up against the world, that's upon the world today, the wars, all the things that's happening in the world, God. But I pray that you keep your people strong.
Thank you.
You said the weapon will form but not prosper. And so, God, give us the strength to overcome.
Yeah.
And give us the strength to overcome ourselves at times, God. And we thank you right now as our prayers go out to the homeless and those that's without, those that are suicidal today, God, because of the pressures of the world today, God. But we lift your name up, God, that you will send comfort through the land, send a spirit of hope through the land. And you said, hope make us not ashamed. And we bless every family here, every family on the line today, our children, our grandchildren, that they will ask, what must I do to be saved? And God, we got so much to pray for. Famine-stricken lands, poverty-stricken neighborhoods, the government, the police.
Thank you,
Lord,
Jesus.
The homeless, the addictions, Father God. Lord, we just got so much to pray for today, Father. And Lord God, we ask you that we know that you have it all in your hands. We pray for the people that's in the hospital to see life in the hospice and healing virtue through the hospital room, convalescent homes. Lord, through the mended broken hearts and regulate troubled minds today, make the crooked path straight and rusty smooth today, God. And as we just pray for the man of God that delivered us the word today and everyone that's in this building, that God, we thank you right now, God, that we now have not the sacred assembly, but Lord, that we increase in your word, in your stature, in your knowledge, and your understanding on today, as we all decrease so that you can increase. And we bless you. We love you as we depart from this building, but never your presence. It is written, and it is so. Let us just say amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're going to be dismissed then. Amen. Amen. So we're going to be dismissed. Amen. If y'all see somebody, say something. Amen. Say something. Say something, because we don't know who's stretched out these days. Amen. And Father God, we are thankful and give you glory and honor for all that you have done, all that you do. And Father God, may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, root, and abide within us, henceforth, now and forevermore, as we dismiss from this place, but never from your presence. We give glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, the other day I was saying how we miss so many people. You know, a lot of times we look at the outside and not the inside. And what I mean by that, you know, you see rich people walking around sometimes, and you think they don't need that. No, we suppose they don't need that. And then the rich people are in worse shape than we are. They have more pain than we are. And we just pass by. Like, I said to myself, you know, I saw them, you know, I used to walk around my car. I was sitting there looking at him. You know, I just think, I wonder if he's all right. He looked like he had it together. And a lot of times, look, he had it all together. You know, I'm sitting there. I want to say something to him. But I'm trying to pick him out first. Mm-hmm. And my God said, here he's going to know it. It's okay. But I'm sitting there trying to use my senses before I approach him. Because we don't like to approach people who look like they got it together. And those are the most miserable people. They're going to be willing to give up everything they got just to have a peace of mind. Those are the people killing themselves. Most people killing themselves, they're not poor people, you know, well, man, he ain't got, you know, you're broke and on the street, got a bad life. You think maybe those would be the ones. But the one got millions of dollars in the bank. Check him out. Some young girl is killing the people. Yes. Yeah, the girl that needs a miracle. Pick herself up. And you might think, well, girl, you got, you know, you would say, girl, you got it going on. You got all these commercials, you know, got all this going on. I know she got killed. Whatever he said, from the healing of your body. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say we got to stop looking at the outside of people. And say something.
Yeah. I told him every time.
Oh, please.
I can tell you guys how I'm here.
I'm down.